Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 64. Episode 64, folks. And it is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to all those that celebrate this holiday. And I still think it's kind of the end of Passover for all my Yiddish friends, I think. It is, because I started last week, and it goes for 8 days, I think. All Jewish holidays, not all, but a lot of them go for 8 days. We like eight. But not Yom Kippur, where you fast. That goes for 1 day. We're not going to go 8 days without eating. No Jews want to go 8 days without eating. We don't want it. What am I talking about? Easter, Sunday. You know, I generally record my podcast on Sundays, and today I gotta say I'm not thrilled with the weather. It's a little gloomy. It's a little chilly, Willy. This is no way to celebrate the rebirth of the Messiah. Actually, the thing about Easter that strikes me as odd is it's not really made a big deal of in the world as much as Christmas is, and Christmas signifies the birth of Christ, if you believe in that thing, it's a big deal, right? But Easter symbolizes that he died and then he rose from the dead 3 days later. I don't know, that's kind of a bigger deal in my eyes. You know, I mean, everybody gets born, but how many people die and can 3 days later go, "Oh, hi, I was on a little hiatus there from the third dimension, and I thought I would come over and say hello before I split this friggin' scene." But both Christmas and Easter are both adopted—I don't know which word is correct—from pagan holidays. It's the Christians kind of. Whoever was ahead of the church or whatever, I don't know if it was the church or the government, they said, well, you've got all these Christians over here, we're celebrating this, and we got the pagans over here, why don't we just make it one holiday? So, and because I was wondering, what's the Easter bunny and the eggs? What's that got to do with, the resurrection of Jesus? It's got nothing to do with it. It comes from the pagan fertility rituals. It's kind of odd. They make a pagan holiday about fertility rituals, and they go, let's just combine it with the resurrection here of this person that many people think is the Messiah. You know, I don't know. We don't have anything in the actual, like, in my people, the Jews. I'm not religious, but I'm cultural, a cultural Jew, and a food Jew. I've heard a guy once say that we were food Jews growing up. But aren't all Jews food Jews? But anyway, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought because I'm going on and on and on. It's like the Jews don't have the, we don't take a one holiday, like Yom Kippur, again, a very serious holiday. This is a holiday when we just say we're not eating for 24 hours and we're going to atone for our sins. We don't combine that with Halloween. Okay, we don't do that. We don't atone for our sins while dressing in weird costumes. All right, I think I made my point. I hope I made my point. I hope that whatever point I made was made and was not taken the wrong way. Of course, Easter is another excuse to eat sugar, chocolate. You know, there's always an excuse. There's always another holiday where you can sneak in the candy. But Easter, like Christmas, is a pretty big one. And then you got the Valentine's Day, right? And then you got Easter. What do you got coming up next? Let me see. What do you have coming up next? I guess Memorial Day? Yeah, see, Memorial Day's, I don't know. That's, sugar's optional on that one. Okay. Saying that because I confess my sins. I've been eating a little bit of sugar lately, and I confess it is what it is. I haven't been eating too much of it, but I know it's a slippery slope, and I I'm confessing my sin, my sugar sins to you, so that I will be aware of it, and all that kind of stuff. What else? I think I'm going to make this a real short podcast today. I think I'm going to end right now. Nah, just kidding. Hey, by the way, things are going to be changing here in my podcast. One of my neighbors, the gentleman that lives in my building, is a technological guy. He's basically an electrician by trade, and he's making a transition into computer technology. So he's studied it. He's got that kind of mind, and we are together, getting together, and he is teaching me things about the computer, and we are figuring out how we can, take my website up some notches and actually get me into the iTunes store, and actually help people who have. Right now, my podcast seems to be available strictly to people with Apple products, and then if you don't have Apple products, you might be able to get it, but a lot of times you can't. And we found out the reason. He told me that, first of all, I don't have MP3 files. I just thought everything audio is MP3. That's how ignorant I am. I don't know anything about this stuff. And turns out I have what's called AAC files, which are like, eh. So it stands for, eh. These files are going, eh. I don't know what it stands for. He told me, but it doesn't matter at this point. We have to convert those files, and then I use this program to I use GarageBand. We may be switching to something else, and then I use this other thing called iWeb. We may be switching to something else, I've got a host called GoDaddy. We may be able to keep that. Anyway, we're doing some research now, and it's actually pretty interesting, because if this was like a year ago, I would have told them, get out of my house. But I've had about a year or more with my iPhone, and we're doing this podcast, and, my friend Wesley helped me tremendously in the beginning. Shout out to Wesley Harris. But now it's time to take it to, another level. And no diss on Wesley. I love you, buddy. But anyway, so we're working on that, and We'll see. It's going to be a process. Basically, we haven't come up on a price. I offered to give him money, but he hasn't said. It's not going to be expensive, because he's going to show me, and I'm going to do it. I'll show you, mister. I'll show you how to do it. So I'm very excited about that. I'm not that excited. I'm excited about it happening. I'm not that excited about having to do it. Well, I kind of am. I do want to kind of learn these things. I figure, like, I always make this excuse, like, oh, I'm not a techie. Well, I'm not really a techie, but it doesn't mean I can't learn certain technological things like I have. And, it's just also might be, I might have talked myself into thinking I'm not a tech. I might actually be one of the greatest technological minds ever. Eventually they're going to look back on me and say, they're going to do, like, when I do my bio, when I come up with some kind of app that changes, brings world peace to the Middle East, they're going to say, he was a man that, for the first 75 years of his life, was not a techie. But then he quickly realized his potential in that area and became one of the greatest technological giants of all time. I don't think that's going to happen. Don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, excited to see what happens in the future with this thing. You can take it slow. I'll keep you posted. Right now, I kind of got it down in my punk rock way of how to do this thing with my garage band. But it's limited, because I'm not able to get it out to as... I know I've lost a bunch of people that contacted me, and I didn't know how to help them. So that's okay. So far, this has been more of a creative process. And once I get the other thing more situated and get everything on up to speed, then we'll start to promote it. And then I will move to a bigger studio apartment or a one bedroom or even, excuse me, even in my own condo or a house. It's possible to get a house. People get houses. Deb and Rudy got a house, right? Deb and Rudy got a nice house. Teach you don't know Deb and Rudy are my friends, okay? If you don't know who they are, just go back some podcasts and you'll find out who they are. I'm not explaining who they are at this point. At this point, I don't have anything to say about them today other than they bought a house. So speaking of my neighborhood, you know, there's people that have dogs here. A lot of dogs in my neighborhood. People walk their dogs. I like dogs. I do like dogs. And there's this one guy who I see. Seems like a nice guy. We never have actually had a real conversation. It's always him walking this huge dog that, and then, you know, walking by the dog, kind of, you know, walking fast, and him walking after it with the leash, and saying hello. And the other day, what did I say to him? Oh, I asked him. I asked him how old his dog was. And he thought I wanted to know what kind of dog. So I go, oh, how old is your dog? And he goes, because he probably gets asked all the time what kind of dog it is. So I just said, hey, how old is your dog? And he was like, it's a mixture of, it's a half Labrador, half Chanel. No, it's a half Labrador, quarter Chanel with a Maserati tail. And I was like, no. You see, these things don't make any sense. If you told me it's a German Shepherd mixed with a collie, I might get that, you know. But if you tell me some of the things, I don't really understand. So I said, no, I just want to know how old the dog was. And he told me the dog was like 7 or 8, you know. Or no, it was 9. It was 9. It's kind of getting up there in age. But he was pretty spry, the dog. He told me that, you know, the dog's got a lot of energy. And is actually a very ambitious dog. Is just enrolled at Valley College. All right. That might be a little bit of filler I just threw in there, folks. Probably didn't need to put it in there, but sometimes you want to fill up time just for the heck of it. Speaking of technology, here's where I get frustrated, okay? I'm going to give you a nice example here. I'm going to give you two examples. The other day, I got a message. I have a couple of emails. I have maybe more than a couple of emails, but two main ones. One on Yahoo, it's my original email, and one, it's my al@alberman.com email. And I got a notice from Twitter. See, I've got my Yahoo email connected to my Twitter. But I got a notice on Twitter at my al@alberman.com that somebody was trying to follow me on Twitter via my al@alberman.com email. And I said, you know what? Maybe, since that's the email that's connected to my website, maybe it's time I just changed it on Twitter. Let me just change it. You know what? I'm going through changes anyway. Let me change it. So I go on Twitter. First I Google, how do you change, you know, your email? And then I find out, I follow the instructions, and it says, you know, I go to my settings, I see I've got my Yahoo email in there. Hey, you know what? Erase that, you know, delete that, put in the al@alberman.com, go to make the changes. It says you must enter your password in order to make changes. Okay, that's a reasonable request. I want to make sure it's not somebody breaking into my account. Which I'm going to talk to about something else, about some breaking in stuff in a minute. And so I do that. I enter my password. And I hit whatever you're supposed to hit, continue or do it. And voila, it's done. And it goes right back to the old password. And this kept going on and on and on and on. And this is, you know, it's very typical of the technological world we live in, that it's just like these kind of glitches happen. And then, I don't know, where do you go? You know, there's nobody to call. There's just forums now. Now there's like You know, companies really have it good now. It's like they don't have to have people so much on staff to tell you, to walk you through things sometimes. They just say, go on forums and talk to the other customers. You know, and I don't know. I think I went on, well, I didn't really understand it. And then, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm not sure. It's just like, I can only take one technological thing at a time. Then the second thing that happened, I wanted to watch something on Hulu. You know, and I'm already in the Hulu, my Hulu. I'm on Hulu. My account is open. And I go to watch some show. I forget what show it is. And then a big thing comes up. You must be 17 years or older to see this show. Sorry, your parents would be happy that we stopped you from watching this. And I was thinking, my parents would be happy if I was 17 again, because that would mean that they were quite younger, I guess. So, you know, I go, wait a minute, I'm, you know, you've got my birth date in there. So I had to log out, when in doubt, log out, and log back in, and it worked. Anyway. So, I've got to, my surgery's coming up in about 3.5 weeks. And I have to donate blood, like a unit of blood, a pint of blood, in case I need it for myself. I think I mentioned that before. And I also have to do this thing where they kind of cross and match your blood type in case you need, like, lots of blood. And I was supposed to go the other day, but I'm not going until tomorrow. The reason being, what happened? Well, I had a little bit of credit card fraud. But before I get into the credit card fraud, let me just tell you that I went and canceled my appointment. I rescheduled my appointment with the blood donation place. And, you know, they don't give you all. It's so funny. Again, I got to give credit to my friend Deb, who always says the world is being run by C-minus students. Sometimes I think she's actually wrong. I think it's being run by D-minus students. And, you know, because they don't give you the full disclosure of what you're supposed to do. For example, when I went in for my first surgery, and I went in to donate blood, when I showed up, the gentleman at the front desk asked me, did you have anything to eat today? And I said, well, I think I had a protein shake and a hard-boiled egg or something like that. And he goes, oh, that's all? Oh, you should have had more. Well, nobody told me, okay? And then I went in, I turned out, I did it, everything was all right. Now, this time, when I made my reservations for donating blood, nobody mentioned anything about food. There's nothing in the written instructions about it. That's where it should be. It should be in the written instructions. So when I called to reschedule, I got a girl on the phone who coincidentally wants to move to Valley Village. She said, oh, you live in Valley Village. I want to move there. So it's just like, I told her I would give her the number of the managers. She's not ready to move just yet. But, so she said to me, make sure you eat a full meal before you come. And I was like, you know, what's a full meal? What, am I supposed to go to Morton's and have a steak dinner? I don't understand. Because I said, well, what if I have, like, I have a protein shake, and then a couple hours later, a couple of Wassa crackers with some almond butter. Ah, you should have more. I don't understand. So, I mean, to me, a full meal, with somebody like me, when you suggest I eat a full meal, because I do have food issues, I just think of it, I should eat until I'm stuffed. I should eat like a Thanksgiving. I should be like, oh, no, I've had so much turkey and stuffing, mashed potatoes. That's what I think. I don't really know what they mean by that. You know, so I'm thinking maybe I'll have an apple, two lots of crackers, and almond butter. I don't know. I don't eat that much earlier in the day. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But it's just the good news is, I don't know if it's good news, but it's like, you know, anytime somebody says to me, told me it's okay to eat, I guess that's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like not so much good news. Well, it kind of is. It's kind of exciting. Like, yeah, hey, eat your heart out. Don't eat your heart out. Eat your guts out. you eat your guts out, that means you'd be on the Atkins diet. Okay, enough of that. So, which brings me to the reason I rescheduled my appointment is because my time got away from me because I discovered that there was a bit of credit card fraud happened to me, and this has never happened before. I guess it's a rite of passage, part of growing up in this world of this digital world is, you know, getting your credit card number compromised, as they say. And so I called up my B of A credit card department, and, you know, I get the girl that asked me all the, you know, the verification things, and then, you know, and then, like, you know, your name, your number, your social security number, your this, your that, blah, 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 blah. And then she starts off, and after she gets done with that, she goes, okay, Mr. Brennan, I want to thank you for all your, I said, could you just stop talking for a minute so I could tell you why I'm calling? I mean, it's just like, it's so annoying. You know, and it's not these people, I know, I try to have patience, you know. I know it's these companies, it's these freaking robotic companies. It's just like they with this fake sincerity. It's just like, yeah, I know you appreciate me. I know it. I know you love me. I know it. Everything's beautiful, but I want to tell you why I'm calling. And so I start to tell her, and wouldn't you know it, I'm in the wrong department. There's a fraud department. So she goes, wait, what happens? Transfer you to the fraud department. And I go, okay. All right. Take care. And she transfers me to the fraud department where I get, you know, another one of these robotic guys. Hi, fraud department. And I tell them, you know, what's going on. Okay. Give me your name. You know, I have to go through the whole thing again. Name, da, 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 because there's no way that they can retain the information I just gave them. And now, mind you, there's only one charge on there that is fraudulent. Okay. And so this guy says to me, well, I'm going to read off a bunch of the charges, and you can tell me. I go, how about this, Mr. C-minus student? How about I just tell you the charge I'm calling about? Wouldn't that save us all time, money, and aggravation? Rather than you having to do all this busy work, I will tell you what it is. And he goes, okay. So I tell him. And then he starts to ask me, have you used your card in any unusual locations lately, different, you know? No. And then, again, it's like, you know, I the usual places I used it. And who knows who's in those places? And who knows if somebody didn't hack into some computer system? I mean, what am I going to say? Yeah, I suspect that the Thai restaurant down the street, that guy looked a little funny, delivered to me last time. I don't know. What's the difference? How are you going to catch him? So, anyway. So, coincidentally, they had just sent me a brand new card 2 days prior to this with my it was the same number on the card, but a different expiration date because my other card was expiring in May. And I said to the guy, oh, you know, I've got this other, you know, explain, I have this other card they sent me. And he goes, now, mind you, he knows my number and my expiration date on the card in question. And he goes, did you request a new card before they sent it to you? No, I didn't request a new card. The date was going to expire, and they sent me another one. Please, you're scaring me. I even said it, you know, it was just like, you know, I mean, really? It's just, there's a bogus charge on here. The credit card's going to expire. They sent me another one I haven't activated yet with the same number, different expiration date. And then he comes up with the genius idea. He goes, well, we have to shut this account down completely. Which I figured. So, you know. So, he shut it down. And he said I would be getting my card in 2 to 5 business days. Which is better than 7 to 10 business days. Everything is usually 7 to 10 business days. Remember they say 7. I haven't gotten it yet because it happened on Thursday. Good time of the week. But everything is, a lot of times it's 7 to 10 business days, you know. How long will that take to get it? 7 to 10 business days. Business days being Monday through Friday. Although business is conducted Saturdays and Sundays now, right? Come on, folks. When's your hamburger going to be done? 7 to 10 business days. No. Okay. Do you have anything else I want to say here? Oh, yeah, maybe one more thing. Two more things. Went to my go-to market, and I spent, you know, I went hungry shopping, and I went and I bought stuff. I'm not a good shopper. I don't know what I'm doing. I just buy stuff. I don't calculate. I just figure if I have enough money to cover it, fine. And my bill, I was surprised. My bill was $80 yesterday. And, you know, when I was at the cashier, this Filipino lady there, oh, $80. Oh, my God. I always say I'm the worst shopper in the world. What did I buy? And she looks, what have you spent? You got the protein powder. The protein powder. I go, yeah, the protein powder, $16. It was like, what, $64 more to go. You got the protein powder right there. Right there, it's $16. So, I just bought a lot of things. That's it. And then one more thing about the go-to market. There's a guy that works there who's a conspiracy theory kind of guy. He's not completely out of his mind. He's kind of like me in a way. Sort of, you know, maybe a little bit more than me. I know I'm out of my mind, but I'm not, like, extreme on this stuff. And, you know, he was looking at my protein powder yesterday. We're talking about, like, GMOs and stuff like that. And he goes, look, this isn't good. You got sucrose in here. I was like, dude, really? First of all, I can't even read the writing on this protein. It's got to be an ant, which means I probably need glasses because he was wearing glasses. But it's just like, really? I mean, there's so much. I defy you to find perfect food in the city, okay? I defy you. I defy you to find it almost anywhere. All right. That's it. That's my defiance to you. That's it, folks. Thanks again. Thank you to anybody and everybody who listens to my crazy rantings and ravings. I'm really enjoying doing this podcast. I feel that I'm doing something, as far as I can see, maybe a little bit different than a lot of people out there. A lot of people are just doing straight-up interviews. Some are telling stories, but my stories are unique. I'm unique, and you can take that to the bank. I don't care what anybody says. And I know. I've got at least 6 followers. I'm going to promote this and get a lot of followers. I know it. I can feel it. Anyway, again, thank you all. And if you are celebrating Easter today, have a great holiday. And remember, until next time, this is Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.